Well, this is a chance meeting. I'm sat inside Magnum Photos in London, and who should walk in but Jinx Roger. Very, very pleased to meet you. Could you please give a brief introduction of who you are for those that have never heard your name?
My claim to fame is that I was married to George Roger, who is one of the founders of Magnum Photos. And I had the great fortune of traveling and working with him for many, many years. And he showed me the world, and he showed me photography. I had met Kappa before I met George. And when I was very young, just out of university, and there were many jobs in New York City, I landed a job as an assistant picture editor of a big magazine. And at the end of the war, these out-of-work life photographers were coming into our office, and I was giving them jobs. How about that? Age 20, giving Kappa a shooting script to do a story for the Ladies' Home Journal on how America lives. And also, people are people the world over.
Wow.
We also used George, and we used Shim, David Seymour.
What are you up to here today?
Today?
Yeah.
I'm in the Magnum office in London, going through some old prints of George's that are stuck in a drawer that I had lost and I found hiding away. And there's a little exhibition coming up in London on Africa, and I wanted a couple more images, and I found them at the bottom of the drawer, signed prints.
Oh, wow.
So it's my day today.
Well found, definitely. So tell me, you were a subject of a lot of George's photography over the years. Was it something you found easy? Whenever he snapped you, you just were there?
Oh, no, he didn't photograph me unless there was nothing else. I was only...
Ah, okay.
If we were in the middle of the Sahara and he'd photographed the only thing that he could see, which was a beetle across the sand, he would turn his camera over and say, well, we've got to show something. No, I wasn't used as a model at all.
No.
Okay. No. That wasn't my job. I was there to carry the cameras and the water jugs and the maps and do the captions and all the hard work. That's what I did.
How did he work? A lot of photographers have certain little ways and nuances and how they take pictures. How did George take pictures?
By opening his eyes and looking around. He had the most fantastic idea of the world. It was either oblong, it was either sorry about that one.
That's no problem.
It's a phrase I want to use because it's quite, it does explain. You can erase that.
Yeah, that's
go
fine.
Back.
That's fine.
Can you go back?
Let me just pause.
He had an interesting way of looking at the world. When he opened his eyes and looked, he was seeing either horizontal or vertical. And everything was shaped like a photograph. But along with that was patience. And I think this is what someone like George needed very much. Any photographer with any depth doesn't rush into things unless he's on a very fast assignment for life. But he thinks and he wants to show what is making him feel it is important and it's beautiful and it needs to be. It needs to be known. It needs to be seen. So he was great to travel with because he noticed everything.
What would he make of the world now with our mobile devices, with our quick grabbing and snatching of images and sharing almost immediately on the internet. How would he feel about that, do you think? A lot of photographers would probably feel the same way.
The world is changing too fast. Photography is now something everybody does, and they're very good at it, extremely good. Cameras are incredible. I went to India last year and took along my little tiny little portable, and I took most extraordinary pictures without even looking at what I was taking. The camera did it all, and this is what's happening. So I think today George would have found it not his theme, really. Mm-hmm. It's too quick, it's too fast. It doesn't have enough time to think, perhaps. But then there are certain subjects that have to be, you have to be quick, you have to be clever, you have to get it right. And there are people who do that. And they can get it now, they can get in there and take their picture, and it's shown the next hour. It's fantastic. Life magazine had to wait 2 weeks before they could publish the story of Belsen or what was happening at the end of the war or the very middle of the worst fighting in India or Africa or wherever. You did not publish right away.
It's amazing when you think 2 weeks is forever now.
Yep.
Wars start and stop within 2 weeks nowadays.
So there was time, and perhaps he would have found it a little bit annoying. Perhaps a bit too kept technical. I don't know. He was very technical in many ways.
I think photographers tend to like their gadgets, though, don't they?
They like gadgets. They do. You're quite right. They love gadgets. Yes. He was very good at mechanical things. But I don't know. I think he probably would have said that the world's going too quickly. Mm. Let's think a bit.
Definitely.
Take a
bit of time and think things over.
Yes. Spend a little time.
What about your son? He's a photographer, I believe.
Peter. I've got two. One makes movies in Los Angeles. And my other son, he takes movies, but he does stills. But he's doesn't claim he's a photographer. Actually, he's a wonderful printer.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
very fortunate because he printed for George for many, many years, and he's set up to do silver gel printing now, which is really good.
And when you think about how many digital images are being thrown around the world, it makes silver printing so much more special.
He's going to be sought after, I think, because he's got our old and larger. He's a little trouble finding some of the chemicals. You can't get all of the good ones that they used to use. But anyway, he's all set up. And I'd much rather George's work was shown in silver gel and not digitally. I suppose it's
as he originally
part
intended,
of the new world.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, beautiful prints, beautiful. But will they last as long? And somehow, I think because George's work is old now and historical, that it's better to reproduce them the old way, the way he liked, because he loved printing too.
And of course, this will be happening soon. You have an exhibition on Africa, you say?
Well, he has a part of it, yes.
Okay, excellent.
But he's been having exhibitions on Africa. We're working on one I hope will come off in Russia, because it's the only country in Europe that I think that George has never had a show.
Wow. Well, good luck with that, and good luck refinding some of the lost treasures that you've been finding today.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
And you, thank you.